With the last of the snow melting off and Alaska headed towards summer, long-range forecasts indicate it could be a hot one. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
National Weather Service Alaska Climate Science and Services Manager Rick Toman uses computer models to generate long-term forecasts.
All point strongly towards significantly warmer than normal temperatures.
Toman describes extremely warm surface temperatures in the eastern Pacific and Gulf of Alaska as continuing to drive a balmy trend in Alaska. Toman says the other half of the weather picture, precipitation, is much harder to predict.
Some weak indications of potentially wetter than normal across at least the eastern interior and perhaps south central and into southwest Alaska as well. But those signals much weaker than the very strong indications for significantly warmer than normal temperatures for both May and for the early summer.
The mix of warmth, lightning, and rain determine wildfire potential, and Toman says that's even harder to forecast.
Whenever we see a significant indication for warm, definitely our ears perk up. But as we've seen recently, for instance, in the 2013 season, it can be very warm, but doesn't necessarily translate to a big fire season.
Wildfire season also fizzled last summer as the interior experienced wetter than normal conditions, including in Fairbanks, where a June, July, August rainfall record was set. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.